Trust me, you're going to love this.
This is Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Your weekly exploration of the world of fashion and design. Find out what to wear,
what's hot,
what's not,
the latest trends in fashion, and more.
Here's your host, Nicole Steinthal.
We're here today at our virtual studios in Serendipity Labs, and we are speaking with Erin Baker of the blog Emma Westchester. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Nicole. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. You know that I love your blog. I love everything that you do, and I'm really honored to have you here to talk to us, to tell us about what's hot in Westchester and about your blogging. So I'm going to start by asking you, Erin, what is your background?
I am a mother of two children, happily married, 12 years this summer. I have a 9-year-old, actually just turned 10 last week. My numbers are off, sorry. 10-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son. Born and raised in Westchester, probably I'd say 4, maybe 5 generations here. Started out in my young years as a school teacher in Eastchester. Went back to school, while I was teaching. Got a master's degree in literacy education, master's degree in school administration and supervision, and right before I had my daughter, finished up all my schooling, went back to school for 2 more years, got pregnant with my son, and decided to stay home. That's about 6 years ago now. So 6 years I'm out of the education world, being in the mommy world.
That's so great. And lucky for us, because you have air. Emma Westchester, and we love it, and you bring a lot of information to all your readers in this area. So how long have you been blogging?
Well, I started Emma Westchester 4 years ago this month. I always remember when I started it because it was right before the birth of the friend who kind of inspired me to start it, and he turns 4 this month. So I started 4 years ago, really, just as a hobby. Just as like a fun outlet, a platform to share a lot of great things. And it wasn't until about maybe 2 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that, that I kind of started, you know, transferring it into more of a business, getting a little bit more serious about it.
So how did you get started?
Literally, I started it on I Googled, like, how to start a blog, and I found a website where you can start a blog, Blogspot, and created an email address and a page. I actually called it Ask Emma Westchester at that point, thinking that it would be like a Q&A kind of thing. But then I realized I didn't know if I wanted the questions. I wanted to drive my own topic. So I wound up dropping the Ask and just calling it Emma Westchester when I switched over 2 years ago. Started an email address, a Facebook account, a Twitter account, all those things, just to kind of spread the word. Every time I would post, I would share it out on all those social media outlets.
Great. How did you come up with the name Emma? Because your name is Erin.
Absolutely. Okay, so Emma, it's funny. Emma was a nickname of mine growing up. Mm-hmm. It still is. People, you know, my cousins and my brother and my niece calls me Emmy. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Emma just kind of became my nickname from Erin. I don't know how that happened. But when I started Emma, it was because I didn't want to be called Erin, because at that point I was home from teaching. It was my first or second year home, thinking that maybe I would go back. And I was just a little bit weary of having all my opinions and my thoughts and my, you know, discoveries out there. So it was a little bit more anonymous. It wasn't until I resigned from teaching that I decided, okay, I'm going to, you know, put my real name on it now and kind of own it, you know?
Right. Sounds good. Who would you say is your target audience?
I would say mothers of kids, you know, in this New York area. But I have a lot of people who have, you know, answered, you know, have commented on some of my posts and have, you know, sent separate emails that aren't moms. That are, you know, I get a lot of emails from people who are moving out of the city, coming to Westchester, moving from the Upper East Side and where, I don't know where I should live in Westchester, which is the funniest question to me because I can't imagine giving a person an answer. Like, you have to know what you want, what your values are, what you're looking for. There's so many factors that go into that. So if they're not Westchester women right now, they're going to be Westchester women. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they do a Google search for women in Westchester, moms in Westchester, whatever, how they find us, but they
That's
do.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
What topics do you focus on?
I focus on, let me think, what would I say my main things are? You know, being that we're sort of a local blog, I try to write about businesses that are in Westchester or near to Westchester, but that is not, it's not exclusively Westchester-based. Sometimes I'll write about a vacation spot in Pennsylvania where I took my son for a, you know, Diggerland, say, an activity that I took my son to. I'll write about vacation experiences that I have with my own family, whether it's California, whether it's, you know, Caribbean, anything. So I try to keep most things related to Westchester, but, you know, I'm not stuck to that.
Wow. I like it because there are, Westchester is a big area. People don't realize that, you know, we're not just, there's Lower Westchester, there's Upper Westchester. So I know you span a lot of towns, which is very cool. How much time do you spend blogging or researching posts?
Well, you know, it's funny. I have a partner that I do, share the job of Emma Westchester
with us.
Yeah. Shauna, has a day job that, you know, keeps her busy during the 9 to 5 hours, sometimes even more. For her, Emma Westchester is, you know, a hobby, an activity, a side thing. So between the two of us, I would say we probably put 10 or so hours a week in. She's better at compartmentalizing her time. For example, I will spend a little time every day, an hour here, an hour there, over the course of the week, and she might spend a full Saturday getting everything done and get, you know, 6 hours straight in a day. I'd never be able to sit for 6 hours and get 6 hours worth of work done that way.
Right.
So I would say probably 10 hours a week between per person.
Right. And how about researching your blogs? Like, I know you're running around all over, going to events or emailing people. And
you know, it's funny. I don't know if I research as much as I should. I feel like things find me, and I feel like things just kind of happen organically out in the world. Like, I could be spending the day doing something non-blog related, and then all of a sudden it becomes, wow, this would be an awesome topic for the blog. So the research kind of happens organically.
Okay. What is the most rewarding thing about blogging?
For me, the most rewarding part of the blog is when, I'm going to use last week's example, when we wrote about a restaurant that is pretty new to the area. And actually, Shauna's our restaurant person. She's more of the foodie, the, you know.
Can you tell us the name of the restaurant?
It's called Porta di Napoli in West Harrison.
Harrison.
On Halsted Avenue. And Shauna loves trying different restaurants. She'll travel to any place in Westchester, the city, any place for a meal. And she wrote about it and posted it. And I really didn't pay much attention to the post because I was thinking it's probably not someplace I'd go. And Saturday night, a post came up on my feed saying, thank you, Emma Westchester. It was somebody I didn't even know. Thank you, Emma Westchester, for this great find and shared that she was checked in at this restaurant. And then I noticed that all of her friends had commented, where is this? Wait, where on Halsted? Wait, what's it called? And she had posted pictures of, like, the Nutella stuffed pizza and the meatballs and all these things. And there was, like, 25 comments. And I thought, that's our organic reach. That's where somebody reads what we write and then goes, tries it, has an amazing experience, posts about it, and now all of her friends, Facebook friends, are all saying, oh, my God, I have to try it. And it was just, like, amazing.
Wow.
Because it just happens, again, like, it, there's that organic piece to it.
Yes, and that's on my list, too. I have to try that. What do you think is the biggest challenge?
Time is a challenge. Staying focused is a challenge. because I'd like to write about so many different things, mm-hmm. but I feel like I try to keep it into little categories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many. When I came up, when Shauna and I actually brainstormed, actually here, right in this room, mm-hmm. at, so ironic, mm-hmm. at Serendipity Labs here in Rye, we were sitting at this room with that whiteboard mm-hmm. that's on the wall, trying to come up with what are our threes. We like the number three. What are our three things that we want to really try to focus on, try to keep it broad enough mm-hmm. but also narrow enough. Mm-hmm. We came up with unique brands.
Mm-hmm.
Quality experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that would probably be with where the food and the restaurants mm-hmm. and the travel fall under.
Mm-hmm.
And just humorous moments was really like probably the thing we haven't followed up on as
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just things that come up in real life, just a story or an anecdote or something like that. We probably haven't stayed true to that as much. More the brands
mm-hmm.
and the experiences
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, quality without confusing that with expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
there's things that are good quality that are not overly expensive,
mm-hmm.
that are affordable and things like that.
Right. Because I think the hardest part is when you put out a blog or put out a post, you want it to appeal to everybody, every wallet, everybody's taste. And it's hard sometimes because you might go to a restaurant that's expensive and you know, you have to watch everything. So
mm-hmm.
you guys are very sensitive to that. And I have to say you really do live what you write, because I feel like you go to the restaurants, or for as long as I've known you, both of you always look so adorable. You today look especially cute.
Thank you.
Wear clothes from the stories that you post. And I think that's really great because you really do live what you write. So tell us right now what you're wearing, because we want to know. Do you have any
anything from
any stores?
Well, all right, I'll start at my shoes. My shoes mm-hmm. are like a wedge mm-hmm. heel that I bought mm-hmm. at Lola in White
mm-hmm.
Plains.
Yes,
they're
which we love, Lola.
Amazing store.
We have a coupon, right, for Lola?
Yes, actually, next week there's a friends and family event
right.
at Lola on the 17th, 20% off your purchase. Amazing, amazing. These shoes are from there, and actually this beaded necklace is from there.
Right.
This is actually a local designer, Lori Berg. Do you
mm-hmm.
know Lori Berg?
Yep.
Yeah, Lori Berg has a lot of merchandise at Lola,
mm-hmm.
often does trunk shows.
Right.
So this is a Lori Berg, and my shoes, I don't know. My dress is a plain old Ann Taylor Loft,
right.
like spring, mm-hmm. summer dress. I have a denim vest on over it.
Like a cool vintage-y
kind yeah, of but, thing. Yeah, like yeah. this might be from like one of like the teeny stores. Like I might have bought it at like a Forever 21
yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
something like that. Like
yeah.
in one of my shopping
so
trips
cute.
With my daughter.
Very cool vibe. And
so,
I'm glad
you.
That you are talking about Lola, because I just got introduced to that store and it is great.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Really
it
good.
Is. I don't
good
know
good for accessories.
You knew that they started, Lola started in her home
right,
as a
right.
home boutique
uh-huh.
and took it out to, you know, Main Street here in White Plains,
yeah.
and she won Best of Westchester
yeah,
last year.
Yeah.
They really, you go in and they really style you.
Yeah.
Like when I walk in there, and it's not just me, because it's me, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You go in, if you're a regular, she'll tell you, Erin, wait till you see the little spring dresses that we have. You're going to love them.
Right.
And then she'll direct me to that little, you know, area, and I'm like, oh my God, she knew. Like
yeah.
she knew
yeah.
what
yeah.
I was going to want.
Yeah.
It's really
I feel
personalized.
A post coming on. Right?
Yeah,
I
I'm going to
do
one next week.
Right?
I think I shared her event for next week.
You did, yes, and
but,
I'll share that too,
yeah.
which is great, 20%.
Yeah, beautiful.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back talking with Erin Baker of Emma Westchester. Welcome back! Erin, I didn't realize we didn't hear the music, right? We're too busy chatting, having our coffee here at Serendipity Labs at our virtual studio. Don't you love Serendipity Labs?
I love it. I
it's
love
incredible.
It. Actually, Shauna and I would come here to work probably once a month or twice a month sometimes and just take up this room here, the board. We'd have our laptops set up. It was like, really, it is like the virtual office.
Oh, it's so great. I love when I do my shows here as opposed to my home office, which is full of puppies and a lot of noise. But
mm-hmm.
It's great. I mean, Serendipity Labs will offer a free week. To anybody who contacts them on their website, we will link that as well. You have to try out this place. It's
mm-hmm.
really great.
It feels very corporate. And I never really had a corporate experience being in a school my whole, you know, working career. But I used to think, like, if I did work in an office, if I had that kind of career, this is what I imagined I'd want it to be like.
Yeah.
It's very, very chic, but, you know, it's also very neutral, but it's very high tech. And, like, I imagine, like, when I, you know, in some novels I read, when the people work in their offices, that this is what it looks like.
Yeah, it is. It's great, and there's a lot of activity and fun stuff. So we're going to get back and talk about Emma Westchester, because I think it's a great blog. I love it. It's one of my favorites. I wanted to ask you, how often do you post?
Good question. There was a time where Shauna and I would try to do like a Monday newsletter type thing where we would post everything on a Monday for the week. So we'd have three or four articles and they'd all go live, so to speak, on a Monday. And then we realized that we should tweak that a little bit. You know, in conversations with people who talk about, you know, analytics and SEO and all these things, that you're better to post fewer posts, but more regular, on a more regular basis. So we decided to go with the, you know, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday kind
format.
Of idea. We try to keep to that. There's some times where, you know, we don't always get to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but we try to post three times a week. And we started blasting once a week, a weekend blast, kind of like a recap of what you missed this week. And the reason
I love that.
The reason we picked the weekend was we felt like, you know, our hashtag is, you know, moms like us. You know, whether you're a working mom or a stay-at-home mom, your weekend is your time to, you know, catch up on your own things, catch up on your own reading. So we decided Monday at 9 o'clock was not the best time to send it out. We felt like Saturday morning with your, and we said, you know, we wrote in our little summary, over your morning coffee, catch up on the Emma Westchester posts of the week.
Isn't that funny how there's a whole science behind when you send out an email, like when it is the best received, at what time, is it a weekday, is it at night, is it... I think it's just so amazing.
And, you know, it's funny because even though we've done all that research and we've met with people about the, you know, the best times, sometimes I try to go away from all that and say, like, our morning blast, I think Saturday morning is really not the best time for a blast, according to the, you know, the Google gods, as they say. But for us and for our readers, that's the best time. So forget the research. Like, what's better? You know, there's theory and there's practice. Like, in theory, that's great to do it a certain time of the week. But in practice, for our readers, we feel like Saturday morning, Sunday morning is our time to blast.
Because your readers are the whole thing. And when you get the feedback and what they like, what they don't like, I think it's so funny. I'm going to ask you this question because I had experienced this. And it was so shocking to me when it first happened. Do you have any haters? Do you have any comments that are really negative, even though you're trying so hard to bring positive feelings and positive energy? Have you had that experience yet?
Occasionally we'll get, you know, a snide comment on our, you know, on a Facebook post. You know, nothing terrible. Nothing, I don't think, that's very personal to us. You know, there's a couple of things people, you know, will criticize, or, oh, you know, oh, that restaurant's horrible, or that store's too expensive, or, you know, and it's, you know,
par for the course. It just means that you're hitting a wider audience and you're getting a big, well, the conversation back and forth is only positive.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
But I know it stings a little bit.
So
how about, I know you mentioned you have two children and your husband, do they get involved?
My husband doesn't. He loves the Emma Westchester concept, I think, because it means his wife doesn't go back to the education world and is not out as a working mom all day. So selfishly, I think he likes that Emma Westchester is occupying my time. My kids, a little bit. Once in a while, my daughter, my 10-year-old, she will come to certain things with me that are interesting to her, if it's a store opening or it's you know, today there's the Athleta sale that we're doing. She'll be there with me.
Okay, talk a little bit about that because that's amazing.
Yeah.
And
so,
I'll post that later.
Athleta, in it's Scarsdale, Eastchester, the Vernon Hill Shopping Center, just in the by the Lord and Taylor area. They've been so supportive of Emma Westchester. They are incredible. We were looking for a place to host a book event mm-hmm. a couple of years ago. Probably when we started, like, you know, what Shauna and I call it Emma 2.0, mm-hmm. when we really kind of moved it onto WordPress, we really started taking it much more seriously. We mm-hmm. had so much interest. We were getting emails daily. We're like, all right, we need to somehow channel mm-hmm. this. Athleta gave us the space for sort of like our kickoff party. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we wound up inviting 5 or 6 local authors mm-hmm. to come to the event, and we made it like Meet the Authors Night. And each author brought their books. Each author, you know, spoke to the readers and everything. They're just incredible. If I were to say, I feel like having a shopping night with my friends, they'd bring in, mm-hmm. they would do anything for us. They're mm-hmm. amazing. So this weekend, we're doing an event with them, actually today, 4 to 7, at the store. It is 25% off for their friends and family weekend, which is great because, you know, my daughter now can fit in the extra, extra small mm-hmm. clothes there. Mm-hmm. But what's also major is that they're coming out with a girls line mm-hmm. in April. They're going to have a kickoff. Mm-hmm. Maybe your girls will model. We need some models for it.
Oh my gosh, they would love it.
Yeah, so we'll make sure we circle back around on that.
And but, at the break, we will post the information on the Facebook page.
So
if they want to go later on this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Grab some things.
Yeah.
I want to say how I first found you guys was on Instagram. I love Instagram, and you had the cutest pictures of your daughter who looks just like you, and you were posting her in like these cutest little emoji clothes, and like it just brought me back because even though my girls are just maybe a year or two above that now, and I thought, oh my gosh, these are the cutest things, and I would write you, where did you find that? Like I just was so impressed by your whole. The whole scene that you were putting out there.
Yeah.
So,
you know, with my daughter, it's funny because, you know, these girls, a 10-year-old girl and your daughter's too, 12 mm-hmm. and 14, they're so impressionable and they watch everything you do
right.
and they're taking notes on everything. So my daughter, what I really like should somewhere put in my tagline here, when I revamp or maybe I'll take out humorous moments. I try to keep everything positive. I would never negative post. I would never use my Emma Westchester mm-hmm. to do something that was not kind. And I know my daughter picks up on that, and mm-hmm. I'll tell you how I know. We were coming home from, you know, whenever we get on a flight, mm-hmm. whether it be JetBlue we love or American or whoever we use, I'll always tweet at them mm-hmm. a picture of, like, you know, my daughter and my son boarding flight, so such and
right,
such,
right.
and
so
hashtag
cute.
The city yeah. and whatever. And they'll write back immediately, thanks, mm-hmm. happy to have you on board, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. So JetBlue gives snacks out to the kids, you know, mm-hmm. as to everybody. Mm-hmm. So my daughter said to me, Mom, do you think they'll give me a second snack? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, I think so. Just ask. Mm-hmm. And she says, I think they will because, you know, we're Emma Westchester.
That is so
and I
cute.
Thought, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
knows. She perceives that, like,
right.
this is something special,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And she, it's
so
just
cute.
So funny. Of course they're going to give us another
yeah.
snack. I'm thinking, they'll give us another snack because you're Ellie Baker,
right,
not because
right,
we're
right.
Emma Westchester, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it
so
was just
funny.
Her perception. She definitely feels yeah. like she gets a little bit extra
right.
or that she gets some perks,
right.
you know?
Right.
I don't know, just that,
yeah.
just one thing. Yeah. The Athleta fashion show. I went in to pick up the cards the mm-hmm. other day for mm-hmm. the event tonight, mm-hmm. and I couldn't park, so I sent her in.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows, Ellie knows my
right,
the
right.
manager there, Sue. I said, just go into Sue and come out. And she got in the car. She's like, Mom, she wants me and my friends to do the fashion
oh.
show. Now, I hadn't told her that,
right,
but
right.
she heard it right from Sue. So
right,
she came
right.
in and said, we're going to get to model the clothes when the girls line comes out
that
in April.
Is.
I'm like, oh, so she feels like this is
special.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so it's funny. My daughter's probably, of the family of four, probably the most involved.
Yeah, that's great. You know what? It's funny because I feel like the title blogger in the past few years has come so far. Like, people are understanding that bloggers have a voice. Bloggers have followers. Like, they carry some clout. And it's funny because prior to that, I think blogging was almost, like you said, a hobby. And it was sort of a fun thing maybe for someone to do. But now it's really in the forefront of marketing and social media marketing. And when people contact you, I'm sure that they are big businesses that want to reach out to a community like Westchester or the tri-state area. So I
absolutely.
Think it is a perk, you know, for because of the hard work that you put into it.
Absolutely. I agree. I think bloggers are now taken more seriously
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because you know, there's companies, great companies that contact me weekly, mm-hmm. and the person, I'll look at the person's signature, and their title, their job title is blogger outreach coordinator. So right. they have a position in businesses yeah. for people yeah. to just find blogs and work with blogs.
Yeah. yeah. And I think also the more you tag, like you said, you tagged JetBlue, or mm-hmm. I was so happy one day I had tagged for part of a Christmas gift giving, a little Frederick Fekai hair set. It was like four little pieces for $30. And I thought that was, and Frederick Fekai had actually given me a shout out, and I was so happy. I was like, wow, this is really incredible, you know, but it is, because people are out there checking for blogs, checking for posts, checking for tags. So it is a good business if people are thinking something to do.
Absolutely.
I'm talking with Erin Baker of Emma Westchester Blog. Welcome back, Erin.
Thank you.
So we're just going to talk a little bit more about, we touched upon it, but as we said, Westchester is a very large area. I think a lot of people don't realize that because we are Lower Westchester, Upper Westchester. Can you tell us what areas in Westchester do you cover? I know you live in Scarsdale, which is more Lower Westchester, closer to the city, but very sort of cosmopolitan. But just tell us where.
Sure. I try to focus things. So back to when I was talking about, you know, trying to keep things as organic as possible, I like to find things that are in my day-to-day life. So where I normally would shop or I normally would go to eat or whatever is usually the White Plains and Southern Westchester area. But when I realized that I was calling myself Emma Westchester, there's times where I say I have to get out to other places now. Like, that's actually when Shauna and I decided, let's go work at Serendipity Labs in Rye, and let's spend some time in the village of Rye just to visit and go other places. We went for a short time over to Tarrytown, and we just, you know, mostly last year when the weather started getting very nice, we'd say, let's go try someplace else today. And we went to the Silver Tips Tea Room. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been there.
Yes, I've been there. I love
adorable.
It.
Mm-hmm. We like tea and, you know, the whole concept of, you know, the cheers mm-hmm. and all that. So we said, okay, let's try to get out of Lower Westchester mm-hmm. and let's move over to Tarrytown one day. So we try to get around other places. What we don't do is get probably too far north in Westchester. I'd say the furthest we've probably traveled for any reason would be like the Armonk, Bedford, Mount Kisco area.
Mm-hmm. From Scarsdale, that's pretty far up. I mean, what does that take you, about a half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily, yeah. So, you know, that's probably our northernmost mm-hmm. point that we'd get to. So sometimes I feel a little bit guilty when I say, oh my God, we're not getting to northern Westchester mm-hmm. enough. But again, we like to keep it as organic and authentic as possible. Mm-hmm. So we're really probably below the Westchester Airport south.
Right. Great. How about Greenwich? Do you ever go into Greenwich?
No, it's so funny. So when Shauna was really the business mm-hmm. brain behind mm-hmm. Emma Westchester, mm-hmm. she had said to me a long time ago, you know, we should get, you know, Emma Greenwich or Emma mm-hmm. Rockland or mm-hmm. Emma Fairfield, mm-hmm. Like contributing writers right. from other places
yeah.
to kind
that's
of
so
get
smart.
Us. Yeah, that's her thinking. She's great that way. She said, let's try to get some other people to be a contributing writer, you know, a mom's like us mm-hmm. who is either a stay-at-home mom, a working mom, mm-hmm. a part-time working mom, you know, it could be anything, mm-hmm. who likes the same things that we like, mm-hmm. who would contribute. And I remember putting an ad on Craigslist without saying that it was Emma Westchester, mm-hmm. and I didn't get any hits. I put it on Craigslist in Fairfield County, mm-hmm. And I put it on Craigslist. No, I don't think Rockland had one at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the other one. I think I tried to find it in Fairfield, mm-hmm. and I couldn't find anybody. So mm-hmm. if anybody who is interested in being a contributing writer,
that's great.
We
yeah.
would love to try yeah. to get a little bit outside of our comfort area
yeah. Yeah.
and maybe, you know,
branch
post
out.
About
Definitely.
Places. I mean, I feel like Greenwich and Fairfield County is right. a nice extension of Westchester.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so than, like, say, Putnam or Rockland or something like that.
Because Greenwich is right here, and there's a lot of overlap. Actually, we are going to an event in New Canaan, you and I, next week. So we're branching out a little. One of my business sponsors, Whalen and Wolf, is having an event, a luncheon. So we're going to go check it out. So there we go. We're branching
there
out.
There we go. I'll be able to hashtag, what is it, New Canaan, right?
Yeah, New Canaan.
I'll hashtag New Canaan, hashtag Fairfield.
Yeah.
I'm a Westchester. We'll get out of Westchester.
Very fun. You mentioned a couple of times Moms Like Us. That's sort of your tagline, your philosophy. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. Actually, Moms Like Us, that term came out of a work session here at Serendipity Labs, believe it or not. Shauna and I were sitting down. We had this questionnaire we had found. I don't even remember where it came from. It was like, you know, how to really focus and get your who do you think your target audience is? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are their values and what are their interests and all that. So we had this, like, 2 or 3 page questionnaire. And, you know, Shauna being herself had her laptop open. We were answering the questions. And it was like an interview. And she was like, one of the things that came up, she's like, you know, who do we think our readers are? Who do we want our readers to be? Who do we want to attract? And I said, I did not know. I don't have a business background. I really don't. And I said to her, I don't know. I guess just moms like us. She was like, exactly. And I'm like, she's like, that's it. I said, what's it? She's like, moms like us. Moms like her, who is a corporate mom, who works her full-time, like, 60-hour week. She's in telecommunications, so she's in a very, you know, black and white kind of business industry. To moms who are like me, who have, you know, a professional background, who are now home. But, you know, I'm eclectic. You know, I have a Girl Scout troop. I have my husband and I have rental properties, so I manage that. I have a grandparent, one living grandparent a half a mile from my house, my parents nearby, my brother, my own kids. So, you know, we're moms like us. I guess what we're trying to say is, can be anything from an Erin to a Shauna and everyone in between.
You have to tell us about your Girl Scout sale you posted today, your cookie sale.
Oh, yes. You know, Girl Scouts.
Yeah,
remember the Oscars, the night of the Oscars?
I thought that was a riot.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like the Girl Scout cheerleader, and then I watched the Oscars that night, and they're selling the cookies. Yeah, the annual fundraiser is the cookie sale, and now that my girls are older, I have the same group of 18 girls since kindergarten. Now they're fourth graders, so it's our fifth year, and they take this very seriously because they know it's the only, you know, fundraising we do. But last year was our first time doing a cookie booth, because I realize now that they can multiply, count the money, make the change, because really supervising 18 girls at a train station can be a little bit scary. So we set up our table. My OCD side, you know, puts out a beautiful tablecloth and try to make it as nice as we can. And we try to, so we'll be at the Crestwood train station, which is in Eastchester, next Wednesday, the 16th.
Wow.
Selling. So we did our online sale. We did, you know, the forms and we logged them all, and they'll be delivered in April. But we have 144 boxes, 12 cases of 12.
Wow.
Cookies. That we're selling to the commuters. Last year it was incredible. There were people who didn't want to buy cookies that just gave us, a $10 bill, and the girls were thrilled. We just got $10. Like, put it into the pot. You know, I try to give them like a little register and all that.
So cute. Well, and also a lot of people don't realize when they sell the cookies, there's an incentive.
Yeah.
That you can get merchandise for how much ever you sell.
Yes.
So my cousin's daughter, Caitlin, who is a superstar. She's a little adorable, adorable thing. She dresses up for every occasion. She loves life. She'll send me pictures of her going to school at all different kinds of events. She was selling Girl Scout cookies, and all she wanted to do was get an apron.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, how many cookies? And it was a lot of cookies, actually, to get an apron. So I gave her a check. My other cousin gave her a check. We were dying. Caitlin, who is so cute, I think she got an apron plus 10 other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, she was so determined, and we put it on Facebook. I shared it. My sister-in-law ordered. Like, we were so excited for her. So it is. It's such a great thing for the girls.
It really is. Our top seller is not my daughter. I'll say that. It's one girl who's in our troop for the fifth consecutive year has sold almost 300 boxes herself.
Does her father bring it into work or something?
I don't know. Because we used to have those. I don't know. She, yeah. But in over the years,
yeah.
A lot of girls now have little sisters who are scouts, so their numbers have gone down because they have to share with the sister now.
Yeah.
But I'd say we sell 1,500 boxes as
that's
a troop.
Great.
Around that.
And I have to say, that is not an easy job, because I know when we used to do it, we'd have to go to the parking lot of Playland. All the trucks would come. You have to sort everything.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's like you don't even want to eat one cookie because the boxes are like being thrown.
Absolutely.
Like, but I give you a lot of credit.
Thank you.
So we're totally off our subject here. But we hopefully some of our listeners and readers will come to your sale. How would you define your success of your blog? Like, what point do you say, oh my gosh, this blog has made it?
I think when people find us, I feel like, okay, this is awesome. When we get inquiries, and we get a lot, from PR companies, sometimes, you know, companies in the city will invite us to a fashion show or a trade show or an event or a dinner or something. I feel like, oh my gosh, wow. Like, they want us to promote them. Like, they must think that we're wonderful, so that's, you know, successful. It's successful when you can help other people. I feel like the nicest thing is when you find a person who's starting a business or has published a book or is opening a shop or is becoming a chef or whatever it is, to find somebody and empower them through your channels, be able to share their things out. I have a couple of people actually in mind now that I'm thinking about it. I found this one girl, she found me, I found her, I don't remember who, her name's Cassandra. She is an adorable young girl with a great eye for fashion, and she designed the shirt and gave it to me, and I couldn't believe it. So she gave me probably 5 or 6 of them, and I actually brought one for you because I thought you'd like it. And
you're
I'd love
so
you to
sweet.
Open it now. I didn't want to give it to you before the show, but what I define, just to go back to the question, as success is meeting an amazing girl. And I call her a girl because she's really, like, maybe in her young 20s. I think she has one baby. But self-made, went to local high school here in Westchester, and is really is going to is going places. When you see this,
thank you.
You're
going to open it on
Yes, you can post it online later,
but definitely.
Open it up.
Gosh,
you'll laugh.
This is adorable. Oh, my gosh. It says, and this is so fun, it's a white T-shirt, and it says, The Real Housewives of Westchester County. And it has, like, our little, like, Westchester
map
here, which is incredible. Thank you so much. This is fabulous.
Don't you love that?
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I knew you would. I have one. I'm
going to
be today. What could I bring you?
I'm going to go to exercise with my girlfriends, and they're all going to be jealous. That is the best gift because I'm such a Real Housewives fan.
Well, I figured. I said, you know, Sean and I joke, like, you know, what are moms like us?
Yeah.
And you know what? If there was a Westchester Housewives mom, I feel like a lot of our readers – you know, because it spans. It's everybody. I feel like when you watch a lot of the Housewives shows, the women are all so identical.
Right.
Whereas Westchester, the women are not so identical. Every town has different types of moms.
Right.
And, you know, there are the corporate moms, there are the stay-at-home moms, and there are the women who find the balance that work part-time, that are home part-time. I mean, there's such a range.
Yeah.
So I feel like any woman is a Real Housewife of Westchester because, you know, it's
without
just,
the fighting.
Without the fighting. I find Westchester to be so supportive.
Right.
Every person I've dealt with has been absolutely incredible.
I am having the best time with you today, Erin. We're just talking about everything. It's like when we go out together. I just am so happy you're here. And
I know. I don't know if we're sticking to your agenda or your questions.
We are. We're learning a lot about blogging, but we have not learned a lot about what is hot in Westchester. So I'm going to ask you some of those questions because I know if anybody knows, you do. What would you say? We talked about Lola, so don't say Lola.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Athletica. Don't say that. What is your favorite shop in Westchester?
Oh, my gosh. So I don't know if I could say what my one favorite would be. I really love anything that's in the Westchester Mall.
Mm-hmm.
But those aren't, you know, independent shops. Those are all like our franchise stores, our big stores. You know, I don't know. I'm not a Neiman Marcus shopper exclusively. Mm-hmm. I can find pretty much anything anywhere. I can't say I have a favorite shop outside of Lola. But you know what? I mean, I love Nordstrom. I love Lord & Taylor. But I can also, like I said, I found this funny little jacket probably in Forever 21. I have this cute little black little like shrug that I wear with lots of little dresses mm-hmm. that I think was probably from, I don't know, TJ Maxx or someplace. So, I mean, I could go from one extreme to the other.
You're just an eclectic shopper, which mm-hmm. a lot of people are. They mix, and I mean, included in a lot of my readers, they mix high and low,
mm-hmm.
Vintage stuff. Yesterday I went to a birthday lunch, and I had worn a pair of shoes that were really not new. I've had them for a while, many years. They're pink satin. But I had worn like a black dress. It was in the city in a sort of a plaid Burberry wrap that had some pink in it. And one friend was like, oh, my gosh, I had those shoes. I have them. I just don't know when I wear them because, you know, they're pink satin. And she's like, I'm so happy. So what's old again is new again, mixing vintage, mixing high-low, you know, splurging on that one special thing per season.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's very, very common. So we're soul sisters in that respect.
Definitely.
What would you say is your favorite restaurant?
Okay, my personal favorite restaurant is right, I guess because it's right near where I live, it's called Tutabella. It's on Wilmont Road. Well, I think if you know where Iona Prep goes to White Plains Road at the end there.
Yes.
Where
yes.
Lord and Taylor, the opposite yeah. corner of Lord and Taylor. I don't know, maybe I'm just a
it
hometown
looks like it's
girl.
Like a two-story
there's an upstairs
kind of thing.
And a yeah, downstairs. Yeah. The upstairs is actually a party room
yeah.
with like a porch and outside seating area. But it's our, my husband and I go every Thursday.
Really?
It's our date night.
Wow.
Every Thursday.
I gotta try it.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is. What's your favorite meal there?
I'm a little bit of a plain Jane when it comes to eating.
Mm-hmm.
I probably only eat two or three things on the menu.
Right. Okay.
I love their filet mignon. I love
perfect.
Steak.
Perfect. Can't go wrong with that.
And I feel like it's steakhouse quality.
Right.
I like to order things that I wouldn't make myself. Like I mm-hmm. wouldn't make pork chops for my family of four, because I don't mm-hmm. think everybody wants it.
Right.
So I'll eat that. But then they have, you know, nice pastas with, you know, the seafood and things like that. I love their salads. Their Napoleon cake for dessert is incredible.
The best.
Oh, but even better than any of that, really, this is really funny, mm-hmm. is their bread. Their flatbread.
Right.
It's like that Parmesan parchment, I think it's called.
Right. Oh, cool.
The basket of the flatbread, and it's kind of like with a pastry brush, it's like the olive oil and the Parmesan cheese are kind of
mm-hmm.
spread onto the bread. Oh my God, it's the best.
It's the best.
I could eat that bread and nothing else. There's nights where, like, if I've eaten at home with the kids and my husband comes in and there's nothing he wants in the house, he'll say, let's just go to Tuta. And I'm like, well, I ate dinner already. I will just sit. I'll have a glass of wine,
right.
eat the flatbread. Have dinner with him, and I say it's like the extension of my dining room.
Right, right.
There's been times when
I've, to try it.
You'll love it. There have been times that I've had like, you know, lunch with friends at my house,
mm-hmm.
and then the day before comes, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go through all this trouble.
Right.
Let's just move it to Tutabella. I'll text everybody and be like, let's just go to Tutabella
right,
instead.
Right.
And it's really,
that's
it's
awesome.
Like the extension of my dining room.
That is incredible.
Amazing. Love it.
Okay, so how about family activity?
Family activities. Okay. Let me think. My family loves to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids love hotels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I do too.
I mean, it's so funny because, you know, I wasn't raised being a
mm-hmm.
traveler like my kids are,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but they absolutely love a hotel. So in the winter, like
mm-hmm.
on a, you know, wintry weekend when there's
mm-hmm.
not much going
mm-hmm.
on, if I say we're going to the Greenwich Hyatt
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go swimming
mm-hmm.
and we're going to eat in the courtyard.
Right, which
is
a great brunch.
Their brunch is incredible. Sunday brunch
to,
is incredible.
It's beautiful. My husband's
oh my
company
gosh.
Has had a few Christmas parties there, and it's just really
yeah.
amazing.
So my kids, if they ask for nothing, they
mm-hmm.
ask to go
mm-hmm.
places. My son mm-hmm. is turning 6 next month, and all he wants is to go on vacation.
Oh my God, how cute.
I want to go to Beach Palace.
Yeah.
There's my husband and I love this place in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
Cancun, Mexico,
mm-hmm.
called Le Blanc.
Yeah.
It's a 5-diamond
mm-hmm.
spa resort, adults
nice.
Only, all inclusive, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we went there for the first time when my daughter was probably a newborn, so
mm-hmm.
10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bought a, you know, time, not a timeshare. It's actually a membership program where you kind of like, you're kind of an investor.
Mm-hmm.
You buy into
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
and then your stays are discounted over the
mm-hmm.
time. So,
mm-hmm. almost like a
amazing.
Timeshare.
Almost. Like, you know, a timeshare, I think, the way it's different than a timeshare is, I think, a timeshare, you have a week of the year that you can use, you know, week 12 or week 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
This, we were going at a point when we only had my daughter. Mm-hmm. We were probably going three or four or five times a year. Amazing. Because, you know, people travel to Florida for quick weekend.
Yeah.
It's an hour further, but it's so worth that extra hour on each end. But when we bought in, we said, you know, eventually when we have more kids and a family and travel with them, we'll be able to go to one of the family resorts. Mm-hmm. So they're probably the group is called Palace Resorts, but if you go on, you know, TripAdvisor or whatever, LeBlanc, of course, is rated one.
Mm-hmm.
But even the family resorts, the Moon Palace and the Beach Palace and the other ones, they're probably ranked 3 and 5 and 7 on TripAdvisor. Mm-hmm. And that's where my kids want to go.
Yeah.
They
want
to go to
so great.
For his 6th birthday, we'll be celebrating at Beach Palace. Hotels and restaurants.
Nice.
This is what they like.
Okay.
Experience. More than gifts, they like experience.
That's incredible. So I'd love to know, what is your favorite spa or beauty service? You had something that I really was interested in. It was a special room, I think like a
salt room
or something. I still have not gone, but I am planning on it. So tell us.
Yeah. It's called Breathe Salt Rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They have these rooms with pink Himalayan salt on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They, you sit in, you know, chairs, like spa kind of chairs. Maybe they have 8 chairs in the room. Wonderful, calming music. And it's filled with this air, salty air, that has all these health benefits for you. I wouldn't say that it's... I would think it's been more of a prevention for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've actually taken them.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel like something's coming on, and you're just going to start being sick, you can kind of go and do like 2 or 3 sessions in a week, and it just kind of gets everything out of your system.
I got to try that.
Yeah, amazing.
Is that your favorite, or what's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite? Oh, my God. Well, I love getting facials.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love massages because I can't relax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't spend 60 minutes and not talk.
Right.
So a facial, I go to a place called Branches of Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Monthly, every 6 weeks maybe.
Great. What do you think is the best part of living in Westchester?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Access to the city is incredible if you like that. I love going in for shows. I love going in for restaurants, museums. But I also love being away from it. Like, I love coming home and saying it's nice and quiet. You don't hear the ambulance. You don't hear people. You know, you can go to sleep with the windows open and not hear a single sound.
Right.
The peace and quiet.
Right. What do you think's next for Emma Westchester?
I don't know. I don't know. Right. I just hope it's as great as the last 4 years has been.
Right.
Just
right.
meet great people, discover things, share things, help people. It's just been an amazing experience.
Well, keep up the good work. We love it.
Thank
Check
you.
Check out Emma Westchester. We'll have links. We'll be posting things for them. Thank you so much, Erin.
Thank you for having me.
I love chatting with
you. The hour went so quick. I feel like we could keep talking. Let's keep the room for longer.
Exactly. Okay. And, we will be back next Friday with Up to the Minute with Nicole.